All right, good afternoon. And while we're talking about drugs, yes, that is a picture of my drugs, my bottle of opioid pain relievers that I received post-surgery a couple years ago. And I don't know if you've had the experience of being able to use your drugs in a presentation, but this leftover supply came in handy for me. But yes, it has now been safely disposed of. So I was wondering if you'd indulge me for a minute, if you could raise your hand if you've ever had a prescription, any prescription for any drug, had a prescription, right? You can look around, right? See all the hands up. All right, keep your hand up if you've had an opioid prescription, right? Any hydrocodone, okay, a lot still, right? Keep your hand up if you had leftover drugs. All right, so you can see this dispersion, right, of the opioids, right? You get them for things. For surgeries or dental procedures, for pain. I'd like to thank the ATOD for pulling this session together. It's an important topic. And I'd also like to encourage you to have your phones out during the session and tweet about what you're hearing, right, to get other people who aren't in the room to know what's going on. I don't know if ATOD has a hashtag for this, so I don't know if we can just do ATOD14, but if anyone knows, okay, so we'll use that, ATOD14, fire up your Twitter. If you don't have a Twitter account, start one up. Right now, that's what you could do while you're listening. I have no relationships to disclose. This is the CDC vital signs page. We've done 4 vital signs on prescription drug overdose. The first was kind of a general overview of the problem, and the next 3 have each tried to focus in on some aspect of the epidemic. The one in 2012 focused on methadone, 2013 focused on women, and the 2014 focused on variations in prescribing at the state level. So if you go to this site, it'll have the MMWR, it'll have fact sheets, and it'll also have social media tools that you can use. This is the 2013 vital signs on women. So the CDC team that was working on prescription overdoses wanted to make the point that this problem is experienced differently by different subgroups of the population, right? So he's trying to drill down a little. These are some of the key findings from that. Showed that roughly 18 women a day died in 2010 from prescription painkiller overdoses. And, of course, many more women ended up in emergency rooms. For every one woman who died of a prescription painkiller overdose, 30 went to emergency departments for painkiller misuse or abuse. These are some of the other reports that's come out this year from CDC. I'm talking about heroin deaths, talking about alcohol involvement. I also, while I was getting ready for APHA, just did a quick Google Trends search on oxycodone. You can see from 2004 to 2014, you know, even that's going up right in Google searches, although it looks like it's kind of plateaued. And then down in the corner, the IMS puts out the top drugs every year that are prescribed, and you can see that the pain medications have gone down about 1% in 2013, just a slight drop in prescriptions for pain medications. This chart shows the crude death rates for motor vehicle traffic deaths and drug-related deaths from 1999 to 2012. The black lines are motor vehicle traffic deaths, and the red lines are drug-related deaths. The dashed lines are males, the solid lines are females. And you can see that drug-related deaths for women surpassed motor vehicle traffic deaths in 2007. So since 2007, more women have died from drug overdoses than from motor vehicle crashes. For men, drug-related deaths crossed over motor vehicle deaths in 2011, which you can see that the two are very close again in 2012. In 2012, about 45 women died of a drug overdose every day. And for men, about 69 men died of a drug overdose every day in 2012. The gray and the yellow lines are male-female rate ratios. So the male-female rate ratio for motor vehicle traffic deaths has been fairly stable, roughly 2 male deaths for every female death during this time period. The drug death rate ratio has been declining, right? So in 1999, there were roughly 2 male deaths for every female death, and now that rate ratio is closer to 1.5. So the rate of increase in deaths for women has been greater than for men. All right, so this slide looks at the number of drug-related deaths among women from 1999 to 2012 and breaks out the drugs into major categories. Right, so you can see all drug deaths. They may have reached a peak in 2012, we'll know more in 2013 when we get those numbers. But there were 16,352 drug-related deaths among women in 2011 and 16,390 deaths in 2012. Here we see antidepressant-related deaths, the red line, which you can see is increasing. Benzodiazepine-related deaths, which declined slightly in 2012. Cocaine deaths also declined slightly since 2006. Heroin deaths have gone up slightly, but it's still below the deaths, the number of deaths for antidepressants, benzodiazepines, and cocaine. And finally, the opioid pain reliever-related deaths. And again, what appears to be some good news is that it declined slightly from 2011 to 2012. There were 158 fewer deaths among women in 2012. So we can also drill down into these deaths by looking at drug combination and single drugs involved in deaths. This slide shows the number of deaths among women from 1999 to 2012 for selected drugs. Without the involvement of other drugs. So you notice that the scale is compressed relative to that last slide. And the previous slide included the involvement of any drug. This one pulls out specific single drugs involved in deaths. So the top line, the blue line, again is from prescription opioid pain relievers, the number of deaths. And you notice that single drug involvement for antidepressants and heroin increased. Benzodiazepines, cocaine, and prescription opioid pain relievers declined from 2011 to 2012. And this slide looks at the number of deaths among women from 1999 to 2012 for selected combinations. And while many overdose deaths involve multiple drugs, the common denominator is usually a prescription opioid. So more than 3 out of 4 of all benzodiazepines overdose-related deaths involve an opioid, as did 57% of antidepressant-related overdoses. And we worry about particular combinations of drugs because certain combinations can depress respiration and lead to overdose. We've been stressing this in our recent reports and messaging. So you can see in the chart that opioid pain relievers in combination with antidepressants declined from 2011 to 2012, as did benzodiazepines. You can see the stark inflection of the trend there for the benzodiazepines in purple. Cocaine and opioid pain reliever combinations declined, and then heroin and opioid pain reliever combinations increased. So what should we take away from this body of work? We should understand we've seen a dramatic increase in the number of deaths involving opioid painkillers. We should understand that treating pain is critical. We need to move towards ways of treating pain that also do not increase the chance of death. The recent numbers give us some sign of hope. The number of deaths related to prescription opioid painkillers declined slightly between 2011 and 2012, and so that steep incline has been broken. But to put this epidemic into perspective, opioid pain reliever-related overdose deaths are increasing at a faster rate than deaths from any major cause in the United States. Between 2000 and 2011, deaths from prescription opioids increased almost 300% overall, and then 430% among women. The next two largest increases were Alzheimer's, which was a 68% increase between 2000 and 2010, and hypertension, which had a 47% increase. And these two causes, of course, were more frequent in part because the U.S. population is aging. So from today, we saw a decline in the prescription opioid pain reliever overdose deaths, but also a decline in a key combination, the prescription opioid pain relievers and benzodiazepine deaths. However, other drugs need to be monitored. Antidepressant and heroin-related deaths increased, and the numbers on this slide refer to these single drug categories. And note that there were more deaths related to antidepressants than heroin. There are also 38% more antidepressant-related deaths among women than men. So while more men die from opioid-related overdoses, more women die from antidepressant-related deaths. Related overdoses, sorry. And there's not one force behind the skyrocketing number of deaths. The picture is complicated, of course, and takes a multifaceted approach to dial back on the number of deaths. And what can we do as public health professionals? We can take personal steps, but we can also talk to our mothers, our sisters, our daughters. We can get them to take prescription drugs as directed by a healthcare provider. We can dispose of medications properly as soon as we're done with them and not keep them around in case you need to take a picture of them or anything like that. Don't use them as photo props. And we can encourage those we know to get help if they have issues with substance abuse problems. CDC loves working with the states, of course, so I have to have slides up here about states. PDMPs, or prescription drug monitoring programs, track prescribing and can identify improper prescribing. States can work to address and treat substance abuse problems, and we can make efforts to enhance non-drug treatments for chronic pain. One of the initiatives of CDC's Injury Center is the Prescription Drug Overdose Boost for State Prevention, and that began in August. It equips states with resources and scientific assistance they need to prevent prescription drug overdoses by addressing inappropriate prescribing that fuels the epidemic. Over the next 3 years, CDC will provide the funded states more than $6 million to advance prevention in three key areas, and that is maximizing prescription drug programs, improving public insurance mechanisms to protect patients, and evaluating policies to identify prevention that works. The five prevention boost states, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Utah, and West Virginia, are among the states with the highest drug overdose burden in the U.S. These, likewise, are states that demonstrate the readiness and collaborative approach needed to make immediate progress on reversing the epidemic. These are the pillars of CDC's work in this area. They are working to protect the public's health by improving data quality and tracking trends to monitor the epidemic, monitoring the trends, national trends, promoting effective public use of the prescription drug monitoring program data for safer prescribing within states. They're also trying to strengthen state efforts, as I mentioned, the Boost program, and they're working towards supplying healthcare providers with resources to improve patient safety. So CDC's focuses on upstream causes of the epidemic, that is, the prescribing behaviors that created and continued to fuel the crisis to impact this epidemic on a national scale and help break the cycle of abuse, addiction, and overdose. So in addition to the Vital Signs site that I put up earlier, here's two places you might want to visit. First, there's a PH Connects group that focuses on prescription drug overdoses. I don't know if you're aware of that or part of that, but it's phconnect.org and then group PDO. You can join that group if you're interested in discussing the topic. And then there's also the CDC social media site. There might be resources there that you could use without having to create your own. And finally, my division in the center, Division of Analysis, Research, and Practice Integration, is home to our data and statistics group, so you might have seen the Whiskers site. But we also house the core injury and violence prevention programs, which are state-level programs, as well as the Injury Control Research Centers, the ICRCs. And these are housed in academic apartments. And several of the ICRCs are working on prescription drugs. So if you're located in Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, or West Virginia, you might want to connect with your ICRC in your state. And those links are all, again, on the CDC Injury Center website. And they can connect you to the work they're doing in their area. And that's it. Thank you.